From Tidbits on September 15th, 2014, this is how to get or delete your free U2 album by Josh Centers. This is an article that shouldn't exist. When Apple announced that it was paying the band U2 so every iTunes customer could download U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, for free until October 13th, 2014, how you obtained it should have been obvious. Unfortunately, very little is obvious in iTunes these days. We've been seeing questions from a lot of Apple users who still haven't figured out how to get the album. First, the album may already be in your iTunes library. Search your iTunes library for U2 or Songs of Innocence to see if it's already there. If it is, you can play it from the cloud or click the cloud icon to download it. If it isn't, go to Preferences Store and see if Show iTunes in the Cloud Purchases is enabled. If not, enable it and try again. You might also have to quit and restart iTunes before the album shows up. If that doesn't work, enter the iTunes store, click the music link in the top dark gray navigation bar next to the house icon, and click Purchased in the right-hand sidebar. Songs of Innocence should be the first album listed. Click the cloud icon with the downward-pointing arrow in the album's upper right corner to begin downloading it. On iOS, the album should, in theory, be in the iTunes store app, under the More tab, in Purchased Music U2. However, for me, it wasn't. Fortunately, I stumbled across a promotional banner for the album in the Music tab. Tap the free box, and tap it again when it becomes Get Album. You can also listen to the album via the Apple-owned Beats Music. Thanks to Album for buying us all this album, but I hope Apple's next big event features an overhaul of iTunes that makes this stuff intuitive again. But I hate U2! While it's hard to believe that anyone could be upset about free music, plenty of people were, taking to social media to voice their displeasure at their iTunes libraries being sullied by the presence of Bono. The new, people-pleasing Apple heard your pleas for purification, and has subsequently released a special tool to purge the album from your iTunes account. Visit the webpage and click Remove Album to banish it forever. If you change your mind, you still have until October 13, 2014 to download it again for free, but after that you'll have to pay. Now you can once again brag that your carefully curated music library shows no signs of a Bono infestation. But wherever you do not look closely at the Artist tab of the iOS Music app. Don't say we didn't warn you. The Bono is already inside your house. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.